Well, hello there, folks. Thought I'd take you along on a little customer build here. Make you a video. This one is going to a friend out in Erie, PA, Kevin Gates. I was thinking I was going to go with a black cockpit here, so a black Brooks B-17, a Tioga T-Bone black stem, 135 millimeters long, and a black seat post. There it is. I was also going to do a set of my Uncle Ron's ortho bars, because they pair so well with a big bike like the Atlantis. Levers, got these IRD semi-fancy levers from Mary Sales, Soma. And now to select the rear mech. Lots of XTR to choose from. And what do we pick? XTR. Paul brakes, of course. If we went for the Neo Retros up front and the Touring Canties in the rear. Let's take that in. I already really like the way the black is come together with that green and cream. If it's about late September here, pretty nice day judging by the attire. Ah, yes, the joys of nature. I sense a season change here. I'd say we're about a month later, judging by the sundial. Let's install those brakes, shall we? A little bit of Loctite, a few dabs on those bolts. Install the front brakes. Now it's time to tape up these rims. Now folks, even if you're using tubes, okay, use tubeless tape. It makes installation of modern tires a lot easier. Having a little flashback to the high school days listening to Only Living Witness here. Always one of my favorite moments, putting on the wheels for the first time. Alright, now it looks like a bike. Gratuitous display of my bounties. Time to put some grips on. A few visitors are starting to arrive. Nutmeg Nor'easter is tomorrow. And the customer is going to be picking up this bike in a few hours, so as per usual, we're running it down to the limit. I gotta say, I like building bikes under these circumstances as folks start to roll in the night before the big party. Just chatting about bike parts while building bikes doesn't get much better than that on a Friday night. I think this is Thursday, though. Morning of the Nor'easter. We're about to head to the camp, but first, let's sniff this saddle. This photo here, courtesy of Kevin Gates.
Oh, wow.
I don't think there's really a better way to do it, if I do say so myself.
Hey there, folks. This episode is brought to you by our smallest bag, the Claptrap. But don't let its size fool you. It holds a lot of stuff. Let me show you. You could fit an entire fine, crushed, red velvet picnic blanket.
If you so desire.
So as you can see, you could fit a lot of stuff in here. Please consider the Claptrap for your next bag.
Okay, bye.